Oh, that's right. We are right here with Angel McAllister from Greenwood Christian School, and she is the marketing director there. Coming up this Friday is the auction you've been hearing about right here on WCRS, in the newspaper, billboards, posters. I tell you what, there is everything. How can you not know about this? But Angel, how are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Absolutely. This is great. I tell you what, you are going to have some phenomenal items here at the auction.
It has traditionally been a great collection of items from all over the community, from a wide variety of businesses, and our families really work together to come up with some great theme ideas. And, you know, you try to go for something unique. You try to find things that are going to be appealing to the masses. And every year we deliver.
That's tremendous. Now, how many years have y'all been doing the auction?
This is our Sweet 16.
Wow. How long has the school been going?
Well, the school was established in 1992, so we're just going on our 22nd year.
Well, that's a pretty phenomenal. Now, Greenwood Christian has since 1992, and what brought Greenwood Christian to come together to be a school?
Well, there were several community churches that had the idea of building and establishing a school where Christian principles were in the forefront, but partnered with academics. And so that's how it was born, in the hearts of some very faithful people.
That sounds terrific. The thing about it, how many students did you start with that first year? This, I think, is always fascinating, because how the growth, and does it make it? I mean, because a lot of people have put forth schools and haven't made it. So
that's very true. That's very true. In the fall of 1992, the school opened with 70 students. They did not have a graduating senior that year. The following year was their very first graduate. So that would have been the spring of 1993.
Wow. So there you go. And then now today, approximately how many students do they have?
302, exactly.
302, exactly. And of course, during the economy downfall,
yes.
I'm sure that before that they had even more students.
Certainly. There have been ebbs and flows as dictated by the economy. I believe that the enrollment was probably as high as in like around 450, I was told. That was before I was involved with the school, before our son became a student there. So yes, economy did have some downturn towards that, but it has definitely come back around.
Sure.
So we're growing.
Absolutely. That's terrific. And they have such a nice facility over there too.
Oh, it's a tremendous facility. You know, you could always use a little more elbow room, especially high school and middle school students. We have a phenomenal enrollment for middle school and high school, and they need bigger desks and larger lockers. But we do what we can to accommodate. We try to keep our tuition manageable for families, because we're so proud of what we're able to offer that we do our very best to have a very competitive tuition.
And not only that, you added a football team, didn't you?
A couple of years ago, we established a football team, and we played off campus for 2 years to see how it would grow, to see if it would be spark, and it was. And we had a meeting in May a couple of years ago and said, can we build a football field? And by that August, just 5 short months later, we had our very first home field advantage.
Well, let me tell you something. If you say, can you build a football field, to anybody in South Carolina, I can't imagine anybody not saying, no, we can't do that.
You're right. You're right. There's a great spirit there. They really did rally around. What we're so proud of, too, is there were several community businesses that helped us. There were many families that contributed, and we did not use our general operating funds.
So that was extra money raised.
Extra money. And so, you know, that's something that sometimes people think, well, is my tuition money going to turf? Is it going to bleachers? Because I want it to stay in the classroom. And we can say that money that we raised was outside of the operating budget.
Well, that's tremendous.
Yes. It's a credit to the faithful people that support Greenwood Christian School.
Sure. So we've got this auction coming up. And first off, though, we need to talk about a little bit about how you got involved and where are you from originally?
Oh, wow. I am from the East Coast of South Carolina. I grew up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, we don't have a West Coast.
Now, if you talk to my husband, he will tell you that he is from the salt, I mean, from the freshwater coast.
From the freshwater coast.
He calls it the freshwater coast of South Carolina.
Okay.
So anyway, grew up in Myrtle Beach, went to Myrtle Beach High School, attended Coastal Carolina, and was fortunate to get involved in a journalism career with Myrtle Beach and Georgetown newspapers that eventually led to a PR gig as the Director of Public Relations for the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
That is pretty amazing. Yes. So doing PR over there at Greenwood Christian, the marketing, that's pretty much right in line with what you have done.
Well, I've always said that if you love what you do, it's an easy sell. So I'm very passionate about Greenwood Christian School. Our whole family is. And it sells itself. Sometimes you just need somebody that's got a big mouth. And apparently, that's one of my gifts.
One of your gifts. Now, I got to ask you, though, if you grew up in Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Okay. And Wes is from the freshwater coast here. How did the saltwater coast and the freshwater coast come to be?
That was divine intervention and a little bit of Mr. Dorn, the former congressman. He was being inducted into the South Carolina Hall of Fame, which is housed in the Myrtle Beach Convention Center. The Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce was part of the marketing and public relations team to help organize that. My husband's family was a great friend of Mr. Dorn's, and Wes actually was attending the ceremony on behalf of his family. And so there was harp music and heart-shaped bubbles bursting over my head when I laid eyes on him. And
he didn't stand a chance. Is that what you're telling me?
I just thought he was just as cute as he could be. And my mother was later horrified to find out how brazen I was. But I did make batty eyes at him. And he spoke to me at the reception following the induction ceremony. And we've been together ever since.
Oh, my God. And so begins another chapter.
Absolutely.
Oh, there you go. That's terrific. Well, we're going to be here the whole hour with Angel McAllister. She is the Greenwood Christian School Marketing Director. We're going to be talking about the auction. One question before we go to break. Is it too late for somebody to donate something to the auction?
Well, we're taking donations through Wednesday morning.
Through Wednesday morning.
So, and that's in order to publicize the items, and to produce a program that will be helpful for the bidders.
That's right. So you do have the rest of today, tomorrow, and Wednesday morning. If somebody wants more information or wants to call you, Angel, after the show, what number would they call?
They can certainly call the school number, which is 229-2427, and my extension is 234, and they can certainly leave a message. And I'm going back to work at the school this evening to log in more items. We have a phenomenal team of volunteers, and Dorothy Finch is at the computer logging in items as they're coming in. So we'd love to take their call.
Absolutely, and you'd love to have some more donations. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Ah, that's right. We're right back here with Angel McAllister, Greenwood Christian School Marketing Director. And actually, we were just talking about the Oscars, weren't we?
We were,
you know, just to talk about putting things in perspective and about growing up and what a Christian education can do for a child. you were saying.
Well, I just think it's so important that we don't promise our children perfect lives. We don't fix everything for them. Because if we do that, then we're trying to play a role that's a higher being. We were just kind of singing a song about not having a rose garden. And you're going to have stumbles. You're going to have obstacles. The most important thing that you can learn from that is who to lean on. And for us, we're an environment where we can praise and worship, and we can sing God's graces, and we know that we're going to stub our toe. We know we're going to fail, but we know that we have unconditional love from the one who made us. That's something we celebrate every day.
You know, and the reason being for Greenwood Christian School is to be able to do that. As we look at our public schools and how many things are being taken away as the ability to do.
Well, and those are that's such a tricky road, because I know some amazing teachers in the public school system, and they are godly men and women,
mm-hmm.
and they are making the best of a situation. In a Christian school, we do have choices. We have set our own boundaries, and that's our choice.
Sure.
So I grew up going to public schools. I grew up in a very godly home as well. So it just depends on what your boundaries are, what's accepted, and what is truly important to you.
Sure. I guess that's where school choice comes in.
Absolutely.
Here. That's right.
Absolutely.
Whether it's an online or whether it's any of the number of ways you can go to school, and the importance of having those choices.
Yes.
I think it's very important in today's world.
I do too. I think it's very, very important. And that's why schools that make those choices, they can survive and thrive if they keep that as the real heartbeat of their message.
Sure. Exactly. So Greenwood Christian School. Now, Greenwood Christian School, where are they at exactly?
It's located on 2026 Woodlawn Road. Some people call it that back road. That
Old Abbeville Highway?
Oh, it's not far. It's
right.
Intersects Old Abbeville Highway. And it is the back door of Hunter's Creek.
Yeah. It's right there.
Yes.
So it's very easily located.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, in the past, you've had the searchlights out there. You're going to have the searchlights this year?
I don't believe we're having searchlights for the auction. Now, maybe I can talk our athletic director into turning on the football lights.
Well, there you go. Because that's a nice, I always used to like to see the lights out there. It was like a Hollywood performance. You better be there.
Wow, I'm going to have to research that for next year. That's a great tip, Ann.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something they used to do. So we are talking with Angel McAllister, just a really nice person. I've known you ever since you latched on to Wes. I guess we could say it that way.
Yes, and I thank you very much for helping him pick out the sparkly.
The sparkly.
You did very well.
That's right. That's right. We kind of helped. Yes, there it is. Beautiful
it is.
As always.
Yes.
So we're here at Sharp Fast's Gallery. Now, Wes, let's just talk about him for just a second. Wes, now what does he do? He has at the Mount Carmel, the McAllister's Furniture.
Well, we have a family-owned business that's been around since 1888. There's not many businesses in South Carolina that can say that. And it was a real family affair. And so he's carrying on and doing very
furniture.
Well.
And then, of course, though, his love, I think, are the... Are the cows, aren't they?
Loves cows, and working in the outdoor environment with the forestry trees and things like that. Yes.
Yeah. So, and there is not a lot in Mount Carmel. So to have a furniture store in Mount Carmel is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
It is amazing. I think that their tagline for the first 100 years of advertising was "Drive a little, save a lot."
Right.
But we have many generations coming back telling us great stories of great-grandmother buying the bed that's still in the family home. So, you know, that just has longevity for the family
business.
And that's
because he likes to buy American-made furniture.
Well, that was something that was certainly instilled by his family.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mr. McAllister and his brothers worked in the business at one time or another. And so, yeah, that's kind of been instilled in them to have good stewardship.
Maybe that's not such a good thing. American furniture lasts forever. You can't. The very fact that somebody could come in and tell you that it was their grandmother's bed and still be using it, what a statement that is for quality.
It is a wonderful statement, especially in such a disposable world that we live in.
Exactly. All right. Well, I just wanted to mention that. And you also have a son.
Jake McAllister is our son. He's 13 years old. He is a seventh grader at Greenwood Christian School, and he has been there since kindergarten.
Wow. Now, speaking of kindergarten, what ages does Greenwood Christian cover?
We start at K-3. That is a preschool curriculum. It's half day, and we go through 12th grade.
So you are complete.
We'd like to think so, yes, absolutely.
Yes. And how do your students fare when it comes to going off to college?
Phenomenal. Matter of fact, we were so pleased. We ranked higher than national and higher than state with our ACT scores. And then when our SAT scores come in the next, recording period,
right.
We're looking to be well above as well.
That's important in today's world, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Our students have the ability to go to any college that they want to go to. We had some that graduated last year that have gone to Ohio State, North Greenville, College of Charleston, University of South Carolina. Now, it's not that these students aren't qualified, bright enough, or have the achievements to go to schools beyond South Carolina borders, but you have to remember that recently with the with the lottery money, a lot of those scholarships have stayed right here in South Carolina.
Absolutely.
And that's what they were designed to do.
Sure.
So our students are finding that quality education right here at home. And you can't say enough about Piedmont Technical College, Lander University, Presbyterian College,
sure.
Furman University, Wofford.
We're very fortunate to have all these great schools in our area.
Yes, and our students have really done well. So we're very, very proud of our alumni. What's so phenomenal, too, excuse me for mentioning this, but we have found so many of our high school alumni are now sending their students to Greenwood Christian School.
Well, that's a statement right there.
I think that's a phenomenal testimony.
It is. It is, absolutely. Because to remain in the area, there's
yes.
another thing if they have children and they're staying in the Greenwood community.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And so, you know, you want that kind of full circle. And so we love that tradition. It gives us roots. And so it gives us a lot of hope for the future as well.
Absolutely. Well, what else are we going to talk about here today? We've got, what are the special, is it just general education? What are some of the programs maybe that you think, just you personally, Angel, sets apart Greenwood Christian?
We have had first of all, I've got to give credit not only to God Almighty, but Dr. Chris Johns is the head of school at Greenwood Christian School. This is his third year. He has brought with him a passion for academics, but also for fine arts. He thinks that a well-rounded student is the best product that we can give to our community. And someone that is just on fire for God and has the ability to learn and want to go out into the community and do good. That's the kind of product that we want to see come from Greenwood Christian School. So one of the things that he has done is he's put a lot of emphasis into math and science.
Good subjects.
Yes.
Well, it's essential.
Well, yeah. and that we can almost directly attribute to those high ACT scores that we have gotten in over the last 2 years. So that to me gives us a leg up. There are a lot of schools that are dedicating themselves to STEM programs
mm-hmm.
and to ACTS programs. You're familiar
right.
with those.
Sure.
Well, we have one roof and we are emphasizing fine arts and math and science. So I love that we're doing a combo of both. It's not an either or.
Sure.
That's one of the things that I think is beneficial. And we have as many lab experiments going on on a weekly basis.
That's scary. No.
Well, you know, there's a so far that everything's safe.
Okay.
Everybody's been safe. But it's very hands-on. Our biology too, Denise Hubbard, she's phenomenal when she's doing her experiments. Amy Taylor is in the middle school, and they're dissecting frogs and earthworms and flowers and, building eruptible volcanoes. And I know there's a lot of other schools that do hands-on
sure.
things like that. But to me, that's important that they actually are seeing the schematics of it and
sure.
Getting those skills. And they're getting a passion for it, a love. And that's where they find out what they want to do when they go to college.
And you know? And they have to find out so early anymore
yes.
when they do want what they do want to do when they go to college.
Absolutely.
So, used to be, yeah. when we went to college, it was, well, let's go have a good
undeclared.
Time.
Let's be right. undeclared for a semester or two. But and then, of course, one of the nicest testimonies we've received was from a GCS alumni who is now at Wofford. She's a superstar. Her name is Samantha Sorrow. And she said to a group of adults that were celebrating the 20th celebration of GCS, she said, when I was in my freshman English class at Wofford, I was commended on my writing skills. And I can give that direct praise to Mrs. Joyce Fortner and Mrs. Cynthia Harbuck, who's teaching. You know, so here she was coming from a very small school.
Right.
And traditionally, you know, sometimes small schools don't get that kind of credit.
Sure.
And then she was in a big arena like Wofford, and she was,
commended
for that.
Wow. Hey, we're going to continue this. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to join South Carolina News in progress.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We were just showing, Angel, what do you think of this gorgeous bracelet
that
from Sharp Facets?
That is exquisite.
Yes, it is.
Oh, this is beautiful.
It's a Navajo sterling silver sunrise cuff bracelet with twisted rope and stamp work. And it's signed by the artist. And it's a large family group of artisans that have been doing fine silversmithing for four generations in northern Arizona. So actually, in 1990, they were honored with a designation of state treasure by the state of Arizona. How about that?
Beautiful.
So I hope that does real well for you. It's
Thank
a killer
piece. Thank
you
very much. That's exquisite.
Yeah.
That
exactly.
is just gorgeous.
Now, will that be in the live auction?
I bet it will.
That'll
Absolutely.
Be in the live auction, which we need to tell people. We've been talking all about it, but the live auction at GCT is Friday night. Starts at 7, or what time does the auction start?
The way we do our auction is we're going to have a sneak peek on Thursday night, so everyone can go ahead and come in and get their bid number. You do not have to pay an admission, but we do ask that you register so that you can have a bid number. And then all day Friday, from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., you can come in and bid on silent auction items. And then, of course, look at all the live auction items. Matter of fact, we're going to do something kind of fun this year. If someone wants to go ahead and do a start bid for live auction items, they can. They will be a bid sheet beside those items. And then at 7 o'clock, we will start to close down the silent auction in sections.
Okay.
And that gives everybody an opportunity to kind of migrate to the different areas. Because when I say we have hundreds of items,
I'm looking at this sheet.
Literally hundreds of items. So we have tables that fill our gymnasium. And we have them in zones to kind of help people. We have a pet zone and a kids zone, a garden outdoor zone, a home zone, collectible zone. So that kind of, you know, helps the aficionado find what they're looking for.
Sure.
And anyway, we will close down these sections in 10-minute intervals, and then we'll have just sort of like a brief intermission as we segue into the live auction.
Wow.
Kit Young with Lakeland's Auction Services will be our auctioneer this year, and it's fun, it's fast-paced. Now, of course, the finale is the $500 cash giveaway. That is sponsored by County Bank Insurance Services. So, again, there is nothing that you have to buy to get your name name in the box. You just put your name on a piece of paper, drop it into the box.
And that's for the $500.
$500 cash giveaway.
But you don't do that till the end.
We'll do that at the end.
Okay.
You have to be present, and you do have to be 18 years or older to enter for that. And it's a climax of the auction. And there will be a representative from County Bank Insurance Services there with a nice little pouch of $500 cash.
Cash.
So
don't even get a check, huh?
Yeah. And if we have to make sure that you get to your car safely, we will make sure that happens.
Okay. Because everybody will know you won. Yeah, exactly.
We will announce it at the end of the auction. So it's just another nice way for one of our sponsors to help us and to give a nice little, zippity-doo kind of at the end of this auction.
Now, do you all have a dinner? Are you having food, or what do you do?
Yes, there'll be a dinner. It's kind of pizza by the slice, and that's being sponsored by Mr. John's. And then we have some other great kind of foods like chili cheese nachos. There's going to be a bake sale, and some of those bake sale items are going to be like whole cakes, whole pies, or by the slice.
Sure.
And, they're made by fine Christian women, so it's going to be...
So it's going to be extra good.
It's going to be extra good.
Oh, that sounds great.
Steel Magnolias.
There you go. All right, so you got the bake sale. You're going to have the dinner like from 5 to 6:30.
Correct.
Now, the live auction actually will start...
It's kind of hard to gauge the exact time it will start because you've got to take a few minutes to segue into it. So if we start closing the silent auction at 7, we hope to be done, in that 7:30 range.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then typically, how late does this go? Because for some people, and they're going to want to stay for that $500 cash. So what roughly? I mean, you can't give exact.
You know what? Depending on how hot and heavy the bidding goes,
right.
It could be kind of 9 o'clock, which is not unreasonable for a Friday night.
That's early.
Make sure you take your power nap before you come. So we're excited about it. We've got a lot of great items, and we have a great volunteer base. We have faculty and staff. We have parents, and we've tried to fine-tune our cash out service. I've been to auctions before where it takes forever to cash out.
That's where you lose it.
Well, yeah, that's true. Now, of course, once the silent auction ends,
right.
We have to give our cashiers enough time to sort the bid sheets from that kind of process. So that's why we say, we will cash out towards the end of the live auction. So we don't want anybody dashing out too soon.
Sure, exactly. So this is going on Friday night at Greenwood Christian. That's 2026 Woodlawn Road. They are taking... Now, you have a lot of the stuff posted on your website already,
correct?
Right?
We have a list that's about 12 pages right now that's already updated. That's greenwoodchristianschool.org. Everything is lowercase, and it is spelled out, greenwoodchristianschool.org. There's a homepage, and it'll there's a headline that says something about the auction, and then there's actually a gavel graphic. You just click on that gavel graphic, and it'll take you straight to the Word file. And that way you can open it up, and you can look at it, and go ahead and get your game face on. Strategize so you know what you're looking for. Now, we're going to update that list again probably tomorrow. Either Wednesday night or first thing Thursday morning.
So people will, this is what's on it right now. Again, if you would like to donate something, you have till Wednesday morning to donate for the auction. And Angel, what is your telephone number, or where do they call the school if they've got questions about donating?
Absolutely. The telephone number is 229-2427. My extension is 234, but... Our receptionist and our administrative assistants, they are very well versed on how to take donation forms.
Okay. So, and do you happen to have a donation form on your website, or they just bring the item and then you fill it out?
At this point, it would probably be easier for them to just bring the item to the school, and then we can fill the form out there. And it's a very simple form because we want to make sure that our donors get recognition, plus the fact a thank you letter acknowledging their gift with a tax ID number.
That's right, because this is nonprofit, so you can use that on your taxes too. So well worth doing. Now, you have all kinds of items here. What are some of the biggies to you?
Well, if you're a USC Gamecock fan, this is just right up your alley, because we have some memorabilia that is signed by Jadeveon Clowney. I think he's a pretty well-known name in these regions. He is a great prospect for the NFL, so he's going to do really, really well. We have a football. We have a photograph of the hit, and if I talk about the hit, most people know it's from the bowl game last year.
Right.
So we've got a Connor Shaw football signed. Marcus Lattimore, who is already in the NFL, we have his rookie card from the San Francisco 49ers, as well as a jersey that he signed, his USC jersey. Clemson fans, you're going to be just as thrilled. We have a football signed by Dabo Swinney. We have another football signed by members of the current football team. And there's all so many other Clemson and USC logo items. We always have a really good turnout for those kind of items. So I think that'll be exciting for get your game face on.
Absolutely.
Yes. Orthodontic treatments. We have two fantastic orthodontic companies here in Greenwood that donate 50% off of treatment. My son's getting braces, and let me tell you, it is not cheap. About $6,000. So these certificates are worth $3,000. Now, both of them have a $1,000 minimum to start off. But, you know, you pay a couple of thousand dollars for $3,000. That's bargain in my book. We have some in-house fun things, like we're auctioning off some of our labor with some of the football players.
All right, that sounds
good. So that's kind of fun. They'll come and clean your yard, clean out your attic. Who doesn't love that?
I love those type of service things, because they really can help you out, particularly if you can get a group together to do a specific purpose.
Absolutely, yes. You can, a GCS student becomes head of school for the day, so kind of fun things like that. The jewelry, the clothing, we have, I was just telling you about coach handbags, and then a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes.
Size eight,
ladies. They're gorgeous. They're black peekaboos. Just gorgeous. I only wish I could get my foot into those. But
well, that sounds great. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit more about it,
yes.
Angel. But let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Angel is just saying, oh my God, I forgot to talk about this. I forgot to talk about that. There are so many choices on this. I actually have a list, I think, that was printed out on Friday. There were 7 pages. Now she's up to 12 pages, and it's still getting bigger, because we've just made our donation from Sharp Facets, and WCRS has advertising package there.
And those kinds of community-type businesses that give these donations, that's what draws people in, because they're looking for bidders are looking for things that they can use for maybe their own business.
Sure.
Or, you know, we've got so many activities coming up with Mother's Day and graduation and weddings.
Oh, sure.
This is a great way to shop and support a great cause.
It's what you call a win-win.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you wanted to tell us a little bit about, they've got some Dollywood and some Disney tickets.
We have Disney tickets, four one-day hopper passes, Dollywood tickets. We have a beach house in Myrtle Beach for a week. We have a condo in Kiawa Island. So, there are some things definitely within our own community, within our service region, but also some things that'll take you kind of to the shores of Carolina. And we have...
To the mountains.
To the mountains.
There you
we
go.
We have, Von Clarken Center here in Flat Rock has given us some accommodations. And then Sunrise Farms, that's a bed and breakfast. They've given us accommodations. And
so
we've got
restaurants. Something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Oodles of restaurant. Oodles of restaurant. And, the thing about that is, that just is like, we did our Valentine basket, and we had lots of restaurants participating. And I called it like the Valentine gift that kept on giving. When you get this, and you know, you need a little gift for somebody, and you've got tickets to go to a movie or mm-hmm. go to a restaurant. I mean, and even Greenwood Community Theater, you were telling me, gave you tickets, a nice package for that.
A wonderful package, $100 gift certificate. And they do such a great job with their productions. This is just a great way to go ahead and get your ticket, your certificate.
Sure.
So you can use the ticket for some of the camps that they have this summer, or you can use the certificate to buy tickets to
sure.
an amazing production.
Sure. So there are so many good things, and of course, lots of, I'm noticing a pet package right here. And what else have we got under these recreational and sports? Oh, how about a pool cue? You might need a pool cue.
You never know.
That's right.
And we've had some generous rounds of golf given from the Patriot, from Greenwood Country Club, from Stony Point, from the Link. You know, the Link. So it's all very.
There's something
very
for everybody at this auction.
Now, one of the things that started many years ago was what we call the class baskets, and we use that term basket very loosely because what these grades do, the entire first grade, the entire second grade, the third grade, these students and their families, they pool their resources, they pool their money, they pick a theme, and then they produce a basket. Notice the air quotes.
Right.
I'll use the seventh grade, for example. We have 32 seventh grade students, so they had a lot of resources. They all chipped in some money, and they were able to produce a beached theme basket. Well, the basket is actually a large cooler, two beach chairs, and one of those really cool buggies that you can push onto the beach that has all your stuff in it. And they've loaded it down with beach towels and visors and suntan lotion. So everything that you need to go to the beach, including umbrellas, is in that package. The same thing with the pet basket. They have this great pet bed, and it's filled with bones and food and trinkets and toys for you know, the beloved pet of your family.
Sure.
Now, one I don't want to miss is the Duck Dynasty basket.
Oh, my goodness.
Mrs. Weather's fifth grade class has gone camo, and they have had so much fun getting shirts and coolers and Psy cups and all kinds of
happy.
That's the theme of that one. There's also a gift card basket, and that is where we have gone out with the classroom's resources and bought a lot of gift cards, and so it'll have a, sort of like a one-stop shop for you.
That's pretty cool.
The movie basket from the first grade class is great because not only does it have a variety of DVDs, but it also has tickets to the Abbeville Opera House. It has some movie tickets that you can use here at the cinemas in Greenwood, and a lot of snacks and a very neat artistic movie reel caddy. So, you know, they take the theme and they really run with it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a small basket.
They can get carried away.
And they can kind of fill up their own table.
Wow.
So they go for a lot of money, and they bring in a lot of people because you can break down a basket and you can use it for a lot of different reasons.
Sure, absolutely. Now, what about, I guess, do they compete on who raises the most money per class?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I can hear everyone at school now going, what do we win? What do we win if we bring in the most money?
Well, I mean, you know, that's just kind of neat. That ups the ante here for a competition.
It certainly ups the ante, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. We'll implement that right away.
Okay. Well, there you go. So that'll make it even more interesting for the kids in the school.
Yes.
Now, I guess you probably have a lot of the kids help out on the auction? Auction
they do.
Night?
Yes. We have a team that will work as runners, and they'll work on several different committees. During their free time during the day, if they have a study hall, they have the opportunity to get service hours. Our seniors have to do 100 service hours a year before they can graduate.
100 service hours a year?
Yeah, well, for their senior year.
For their senior year,
correct.
Okay.
So they're anxious to log in some hours.
Sure.
Yes.
Now, how many seniors are there that will be graduating this year?
We have...
If everything goes well.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're all on track,
right?
So that's great. This year we have 16.
16. Wow, mm-hmm. that's great.
Yeah,
that's
great. Bunch of folks. They're headed out into the world, and they're going to be great ambassadors for Greenwood Christian School.
And really, we need to. We're going to come back to the auction at the moment. But you said last summer you took a group and y'all went to England and Scotland.
I was actually a chaperone. That tour was directed by Joyce Fortner. She has done that with numerous groups. The seniors get together and they decide where they want to go for their senior trip after graduation. And for many of those years, they have selected the England-Scotland tour. Sometimes they've done England-France. Mm. One year they went to Greece. So I was fortunate enough to be a chaperone with Joyce, and she has it down to a science. She is a wonderful tour guide, and it was an experience of a lifetime to actually see history right there in front of you. Not in books, not in movies,
sure.
Not in documentaries, but right there in front of you. So it was a wonderful trip.
You know, that's the one thing that I say, that, you know, it's great to see things on the internet. It's great to see movies. But until you're standing right in that space, you just can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're looking at or participating in.
It is so true. It is so true. And it was jam-packed. We logged in a castle every other day.
Other day.
And there are no elevators in those castles, I'm here to tell you.
I'm telling you.
So,
got in good shape, did you, Angel?
Well, yeah, yeah. Obviously, it wore off. But, you know, they have some really great food in England and Scotland, too. So, we kept our nourishment up.
No, that's great. Well, this is now the dollars for the auction. What are they used for?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I don't want anyone to think that this is just paying the light bill,
right,
or going back into the operating fund for the copy machine or anything like that. We use these funds to further and enhance the education in the classroom. We're looking at upgrading technology. We have, this past year, we implemented Chromebooks in for the middle school and the high school, because we knew that was a technology that they were going to see when they got into college, and we wanted them to be better prepared. So there are projectors, there are smart boards, there's all kinds of software that we can use in the classroom to give them a more hands-on, cutting-edge education.
So that's it's not for the everyday running. It actually has a purpose that it goes towards.
Correct.
And that's for basically upgrading technology and stuff that's needed.
Yes. And we do try to offer tuition assistance for those that are in need, and so some of that is set aside for that as well.
Well, you know, I know you had an open house a few weeks ago, but if somebody wants to come out and find out more about Greenwood Christian,
yes,
can they do that?
Absolutely. We give a couple of tours a week. This could be for people that are relocating to the Greenwood area, and I'd like to point out that our service area is Abbeville, McCormick, Greenwood, Lawrence, Newberry, and Saluda. We have students coming from all of those counties. So you could be relocating to the area. You might have a transfer situation that just calls to going to a different school.
Absolutely.
So we're open and available.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I'll let you finish up on that, but I had to give that announcement here. It's 5 o'clock and right here in Greenwood. So this is a great opportunity for people to come out and see what the school is all about, pick up some great bargains. This is going on Friday night, actually all day Friday. You can go out there, and you can get your bidders card Thursday evening. Now, what was the time out there for Thursday evening?
The sneak preview is from 5 until 7.
Okay, then you're going to kick everybody out. But they can come back anytime during the day and spend the time going through the silent auction. Actually, you need to put aside a couple of hours to see all the silent auction items you have.
Well, and that's why I love this updated list, because you can look at the list and you can kind of go ahead and, you know, star or highlight the items that most interest you. And they'll have bid numbers. And we, like I said, we have the zones. So you're not going to have to run all over the place, because we have hostesses that are volunteering throughout the day that can ask, what are you looking for? We can show it to you. It's right over here. And
wow,
that way we
great.
Can better help the bidder.
That's right. And of course, Thursday, is that the day Thursday lunchtime you're going to have your final list? Is that what you're thinking for?
I certainly hope so, yeah, by Thursday morning.
And go to the website and you can print it off, or you can just show up out there and you will have programs. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the website again is what, Angel?
GreenwoodChristianSchool.org.
That's right. And to call the school, a number if you want to call and get some information?
229-2427.
And you can still make a donation up through Wednesday morning.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you can make a donation. You can go out there and get yourself some deals. Remember, this all supports Greenwood Christian School, and it goes for a very worthy cause. Angel, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Well, you've been an absolute joy and a great support for Greenwood Christian School. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, it's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. I had an interview with Senator Lindsey Graham. We'll be playing that in the second hour. Don't miss it. You'll be glad you tuned in. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.